This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Approximately 284,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and the number of confirmed infections is nearly 4.2 million. In the U.S., nearly 81,000 people have died, and there are well over 1.3 million confirmed infections. Top White House officials said Sunday that they expect the U.S. unemployment rate could reach 25% before the world's biggest economy begins to improve. Currently, it is at 14.7%. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told Fox News Sunday that the reported numbers are probably going to get worse before improving in the second half of the year and into 2021. White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett told CBS's Face the Nation that he is expecting a jobless rate north of 20, with millions more laid-off workers filing for unemployment compensation in May and June. The Trump administration officials spoke about a relatively quick rebound from the coronavirus Sunday, as life within the White House reflected the stark changes and challenges still posed by the pandemic. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin predicted the American economy would rebound in the second half of this year from unemployment rates that rivaled the Great Depression. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is self-isolating after an aide tested positive for the coronavirus last week. An administration official says that Pence is voluntarily keeping his distance from other people in line with CDC procedures. The official says that Pence has repeatedly tested negative for COVID-19 since his exposure, but he is following the advice of medical officials. This is VOA News.